Car sharing services like Car2Go and GetAround are offering new transportation options for people without cars, but these services don't cover low-income neighborhoods. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita takes us to Northeast Portland, where a new program aims to serve people outside the boundaries of mainstream car sharing services.
Anna Mendoza grabs her keys and walks out of her apartment at a low-income housing complex called Hacienda in Portland's Cully neighborhood. She walks across the parking lot and unplugs one of three Honda Fit electric cars. Residents and employees here can rent as needed.
Yeah, so I have to make sure that I write down what time I'm getting the car.
As a resident and an employee of Hacienda, Mendoza was quick to seize on the opportunity to rent a low-cost car, even if it was an EV that took some getting used to.
So that little sound was just to let me know that I can start driving.
It's a little after 8 a.m., and she's driving downtown to join a women's leadership discussion for immigrants from Oaxaca, Mexico, that starts at 9. She doesn't own a car, so with the car sharing option at Hacienda, she's already saved herself about an hour of travel time over taking the bus.
In TriMet, I would have to have left my house by 7.
The Cully neighborhood lies outside the core service territory for car sharing companies like Car2Go and the city's new bike sharing program. It also has fewer public transit options than places closer to downtown. That's why the electric car advocacy group Forth chose to put a new kind of car sharing program here.
People that live here have to rely on transit, period, and a lot of that connectivity is just not great.
Zach Hankin manages the car sharing program for Forth. His program did about a year of research before picking a location for its pilot program, which offers daily electric car rentals for around $10.
The farther out east we went, we found that transportation was a bigger and bigger challenge.
Hankin says people in low-income neighborhoods are often exposed to more air pollution, and they have fewer options for getting around. He's hoping electric car sharing can help with both problems.
This neighborhood is not high income. It has a higher than average crime rate, and it has a higher poverty rate.
And that's why it's not included in many car sharing service territories, he says. His group wanted to use the GetAround technology to rent out its cars in the Cully neighborhood, but was told it wasn't available in that zip code.
They said that if we moved one zip code over, that it would have been able to sign us up for the service. And that, it defeats the entire purpose. It was really unfortunate to say, like, well, this is where we need the service, and they won't even do it.
Vivian Satterfield works for the environmental justice nonprofit Opal. She says as housing costs rise in Portland, poor people are getting pushed into the corners of the city that don't have public transit or car sharing options.
We're seeing a lot of transportation options still being centered into the urban core, whether that be bike share, whether that be Car2Go, Zipcar, GetAround. They're still concentrated in the inner core of the city. So it's pretty problematic that, you know, it's not more widespread and not more available to other people.
A lack of transportation options means longer travel times and creates an injustice, she says, because it limits people's access to economic, social, and educational opportunities. Research shows longer commute times make it less likely poor families will ever move up the income ladder. About 40 minutes after she left, Mendoza pulls into a parking garage and walks into her panel discussion 15 minutes early. Had she taken the bus, she might still have been on the road. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.